I know I've heard it said that players, hurlers and footballers go through a lot in the winter when they're training on the dark nights and the tough weather, but I was just thinking coming in this morning with the frost and everything, it's tough for the horses and for young fellas riding out horses the first thing in the morning as well. It's nearly the same, isn't it?
Absolutely, Liam. You know, it's a hail, rain or snow job, this, and especially on Sundays. Normally, we wouldn't have many riding out on a Sunday, but because over the Christmas period now, there'll be everything is sort of aimed to run at Christmas. We just had a busier morning than normal because the horses that are entered to run over the Christmas period have to be rolled out.
Yeah, your season is funny in a way. It's geared to highs at certain times, and really, I suppose after Christmas, you've a lot of good races before Christmas, of course. After Christmas, really, it's Leopardstown, and then it's everything is aiming towards Fairy House and then Cheltenham.
Absolutely, it's all aimed towards that and punches down then at the end of the season.
To finish it off.
Yeah. But Liam, with us, you know, there's a good few years ago, we used to sort of have decent summers as regards the amount of runners we had during the summers with Galway festivals and stuff like that. But now it's just harder to keep horses sound during the summer because they're gallop on a faster surface. Whereas during the winter time now, we're trying to get more winter horses now that your busiest time of the year is in the winter when the ground is softer, and it's just that little bit easier to keep them sound.
When the recession hit, Paul, I remember talking to you, you know, you were one of the trainers that survived. It was a tough ride, wasn't it, for a few years? You know, you went from having probably 80 or 90 horses in the yard down to 15, 20.
Absolutely. It was tough stuff, Liam, and it's a numbers game as well. You need numbers to be competitive, and we knew it was going to happen. Like, we knew, we didn't know the recession was going to happen, but we knew we were going to have lean years because we'd nothing. It's the very same as if you were in a parish and you're looking at your hurling team. If your school is starting to get less pupils, you have a heap of girls born 1 year and a couple of chaps, but your under 12 boys team is going to be fairly weak for that year. And it's the very, when you look at the stables there and you can see that we've nothing coming, we've no youngsters there that are getting handicapped for the following year, or that, you know, you're going to go through lean spells, that you just haven't got the ammunition. And in the recession, we had an awful lot of construction based syndicates, and they all just, the very same as a tap being turned off, they went from just being able to pay to having no money. And then you were just left with the horse or left with a bill or whatever. And listen, thanks be to God, we get out of it. And we're tipping away and we're making a living out of it and we're enjoying what we're doing.
You've grouped together over the last 2 years, a few nice young horses.
Yeah, we have a couple of nice young horses again. I have to say that you have to keep getting them, and you have to sort of keep buying, and you have to keep the youngsters in the yard. But we have a couple of horses there now that are able to run at level weights. Every winner is important, Liam, but it's great to have the better horse and the horse that's able to compete in the group races. You know, it just makes getting up in the morning a little bit easier.
Of course, you want the grade one horses, don't you?
You do. You need the grade one horses. It's great to be entering up
in the prize money races. Is, I suppose.
Absolutely. And, you know, you win some of those races and it brings you right up the leaderboard as regards your prize money, and everyone benefits from it. You need those good horses to keep you on the map.
You have a tightly knit operation here, haven't you? The brother James has been side by side. You get on, don't you? Well, kind of a family atmosphere here, isn't there, Paul?
It is, yeah. You know, we don't go around hugging one another like that. We get on.
And a good working relationship.
Yes, yeah. Good working relationship. And Imelda works in the office, and my father is there doing the gallop and doing different things every day, and Maria and my sister's two chaps, they give a great hand there every time they're home from college. They work every weekend here, and any holidays they work. So basically the whole of my own young lad Barry as well, he every weekend, and you know, any holidays as well, he's working at home. So there's plenty of relations giving us a hand.
Some people will say it's a great life, Paul. You're out in the open, you're dealing with a wonderful beast in a horse, aren't you? I think they're fantastic, they're clever. Must be great joy working with horses.
You know, there's no way you'd stay at it, Liam, if you didn't enjoy it. Because, as I said, it's 7 days a week. You'd enjoy it, and it's great when they turn out to be good as well. It's great when you know you're throwing a saddle across something that's good. It's rewarding when it works out. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. But when it does, it makes it all worthwhile.
And the naysayers in terms of racing, horses love running, don't they?
They do. You know, they do. And they, I think they know when they're good. There's something about a horse that has ability. I think they know they're good. And it's amazing the way they need to be sound as well. You know, it's all right. You know, you have to have wheels under them as well. You know, their limbs and all like that. And it's amazing, the good ones, they just, like a good player maybe, they just tend to stay sounder, or their pain threshold is good and they're good at battling, and that's the quality really. It's the ones that try. Normally the ones that try win races, and that's basically it.
A lot of people that are not that au fait with racing will say, how the hell do fellas know where to place horses, what races? And that's another side of the job that probably takes up a lot of your time. Where will we place this fella? Where will we place this mare? Whatever.
Yeah, well, like, it's normally, you know, that a certain standard. You're trying to keep them in as less a standard as possible to try and get them to win. But normally the better ones place themselves. You know what I mean? The better ones, they dictate where they go, because you know that they're, you look through the calendar and you look for the better races for those, but the better ones place themselves. And then it's a question of, well, it's not rocket science, Liam, to sort of work out what sort of trip they want. If they sort of gallop through the line or they tend to be caught for a bit of pace, you know, want to up their trip to the standards from 2 miles up to 3 miles. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, they normally, they place themselves. If they're good, they just go up through the ranks of handicapping, and then they go into the listed races if they're good enough and... Mm-hmm. But basically they place themselves.
Now, how many people do you have working here, Paul?
Fluctuating between 8 and 12 riding out. We'd have more the weekends. You know, there's a couple of young girls come in there and give us a hand there. We've Michael Dorn and Tina Brown there. Tina is great with youngsters down there. There's plenty. She's big into dressage and stuff like that, and she's able to bring a few girls from that she knows through that, and they give us a hand the weekend, and it helps them to let fellas finish up early on a Saturday or a Sunday when they come into work, that we have as much hands on deck as possible to let people home early.
But it's a huge employer in Wexford, isn't it, the horse industry?
Huge employer in Wexford, with all the point-to-point scene and the whole lot. It's there's an awful lot of young fellas and young girls now involved in it, and because things are going fairly well, you know, the wages and all has improved an awful lot in racing as well, that it's up there with any of them.
It's attracting people.
It's attracting people that they're getting paid for their hours they're working, and it's up there now with any of the decent jobs the fellas are getting.
And as I said before, Paul, they're a great animal to work with, aren't they?
Absolutely, they're a great animal to work with. There's a lot of work with them, but they're great to work with. And you know that they've such power and athleticism and stuff like that, that you're, as I said, it's when it works out, Liam, it's very rewarding.
In terms of jockeys now, Paul, you've had a good few gone through your yard. Alan Cawley's in England doing well. Squeakies, we used to call them. But you put a lot of faith in Brian Cooper, who has been much maligned, I suppose, in different circles.
That's all, like, I mean, about confidence, Liam. You know, you need to, these fellas, race riding is all about being confident. And the horse, that runs right through the horse as well. If you're confident, they normally jump better for you and they run better for you. And it's all about, it's the very same, I think, with players as well. Like, I mean, see the way Davey is able to instill such confidence into the players. He hates negativity, and it's all positive, positive, positive vibes. The very same with a jockey. It runs through his hands into the reins and into the horse's regards. Being positive, being confident, and that's what Brian is that. Like, I mean, you need confidence. If you're after having a bad spell, or he's lost his job with Giggenstown, which was an awful blow. He was very good on our horse the other day above in Navan now, and he gave him a great ride. And it's all about trying to get back on the better horses, get your confidence back, and that's what it's all about, confidence.
Young Sean O'Keefe is riding with you, a young local man, and you were telling me about a young man from Kerry that's come to you.
Like, Sean is very good, and hopefully to God he stays injury free. And we've a young chap there, Ross Sugru, who's come up through the pony ranks, and he was very good in his flapping days, and hopefully now he can knuckle down and learn plenty from the likes of the Barry O'Neills and them fellas around him, and hopefully he'll get a few rides in Pint of Pints as well. But he's a good chap, and he works hard, and hopefully he'll continue to work hard, and he should make it.
Well, one of the great festivals is just a couple of days away. Have you anything running in Leopardstown?
We'll be busier this year than most years, Liam. We'll have, I'd say, about more than likely about 15 or 16 runners there.
Between
Limerick as well. We'll have a good few runners, and we'll be busy this Christmas. So we'll be going to one place, and James will be going to the other place. But we'll be in both places on through the Christmas and into the new year.
Your day's racing starts very early, Paul. You don't just arrive, of course, and suddenly the horse is there. We forget that the horse has to be brought home then and fed and watered and put down for the night. So it's a long day.
It's a long day. Normally, we're always there at the races 2 hours before the horses run. Whatever the first horse runs, we're there 2 hours before he runs to let him time to just settle down after his trip up. It's a long day, and you're normally there till after the last race, and then you have your journey home, and you come home, and as you said, you take him down and you bandage up if there's any little nicks or cuts, and you have to put the rugs on him then and just feed him, and that's it. But it is race day. It's a long day, and it's a bit harder for the lads in the yard then, because you've 3 or 4 people gone racing. You know, they have a little bit more work to do when there's lads missing out of the yard gone racing as well. So it's just a bit of a longer day, but that's the way it is, and that's the way it has to be done.
Is the great Tommy Woods still with you?
The great Tommy Woods is still with us. He's busy with his greyhounds there at the moment, but he'll be with us over the Christmas at the race and all. He was a little bit sick there in the last couple of months, but he's thriving now again. We have him back in action again now. He's a bit of colour after coming back in his face there, and he's flying again.
You better give us a few names, Paul. People will be listening and wonder what they should stick a few bob on from the Nolan Yard. To list some of your good horses you have. You've had a good few wins recently.
Yeah, we've a very nice horse there of Jim Myrna there, a horse called Latest Exhibition. And he's probably the best we have. We unfortunately lost a very nice
Jim
mare.
Jim is a neighbour, of course.
We lost a very good mare there a couple of weeks ago there, a horse called, a mare called Ertius Birds. Unfortunately, she was fatally injured. She was probably one of the best we had. But we've a couple of nice horses there now. I bought a nice horse off of Colin Bowley called For Talk's Sake, and he'll run in Leopardstown. And hopefully he'll run respectable and run well. We've another filly that runs in Limerick, probably Toucané. She has a nice chance. Who bits a chance to be Fortune Street? We have two horses that will run into Paddy Power. Fitzhenry will have a chance in it. Quimino will run well, hopefully. We've Discorama going to Limerick. Hopefully he'll run well. So we've a couple of nice chances, Liam. If we could get one winner over the whole Christmas, I'd be delighted.
Yeah, you'd be very pleased. And John Brennan, of course, another local man, has horses with you as well.
He has indeed. And, you know, John is a great supporter of ours and he's had a right bit of luck and hopefully he'll have more of it. But we'll probably have a couple of John's out now over the week as well.
Just for your sins, in case you weren't too busy, you're involved in Davistown GA Club, your old club. You're a selector with Murty Dempsey over the hurling team.
That's right, you know, and David O'Connell Corky, the farrier here, is involved with us this year now as well. So hopefully to God, we've Andrew Shore is back from Spain and he's a savage addition to the squad, and we've a few nice young players coming on there, and hopefully to God now we'll get going, Liam, fairly shortly and we'll move forward. And you know, it'll be great to have a bit of success in the club and putting up a new complex and an indoor and all now in the coming months as well. So hopefully things are on the up, and hopefully to God I'm confident this year that we'll give a good account of ourselves.
Well, I hope you have a good, successful couple of weeks, Paul, and then everything aim for Cheltenham and Vera, but that's further down the road. But the best of luck over the next couple of days in Limerick and Leopardstown.
Thanks a million, Liam. Please God, we'll get a win or two out of it, but thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.